about five bills on our agenda, hopefully get through it in a timely manner. We'll start this morning with a public hearing on Senate Bill 490. We'll open a public hearing. Mr. Putman makes a brief introduction.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this bill came out of the Senate 26-0.
26-2, but where am I at?
I'm sorry, 26-2.
That was the other somewhere.
26-2. Sometimes taxpayers will use out-of-state appraisers to help them in appeals they might have as to the value of real estate. Oregon law requires real estate appraisers to be licensed, and this law would exempt those particular circumstances from the licensure requirement.
Thank you. Gary Carlson, Dave Canary. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Gary Carlson, the Associate of Oregon Industries, and with me this morning is Dave Canary, Garvey Schubert and Burr, and an active member of our Tax Policy Committee. And it's quite a bit of work representing taxpayers in property tax disputes. This bill was brought to you as a result of an occurrence between this session and the last legislative session, which threw into some question a longstanding policy and practice under our real estate licensing law and our appraiser law, which permitted out-of-state appraisers to be brought in for tax disputes only to render an opinion of value for property tax purposes. And Mr. Canary was involved in one of the incidences that resulted in this this situation, which required us to bring forward a bill this time to seek correction, if you will, of the statutes to make clear what has been the policy for a long time, which did permit non-resident out-of-state appraisers, experts in their areas, to come in and render an opinion of value in a tax dispute only in tax court or a magistrate's division or an appellate situation. With that, I'd ask Mr. Canary to perhaps expand on this just a little bit, give you a little more background. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is David Canary. I am an attorney with Garvey Schubert and Baer, and my expertise or area of practice is property tax appeals. Formerly, I was an assistant attorney general working for the tax section and prosecuted or defended the Oregon Department of Revenue in property tax appeals. And in that position and in my position now representing taxpayers, both the Oregon Department of Revenue and taxpayers rely upon out-of-state witnesses who are experts in their particular field for testimony or expert testimony in tax cases for sometimes complex property like railroads or public utilities. It had, as Mr. Carlson has said, it has been a long-standing practice in Oregon that those people were not required to be licensed. And in fact, the Real Estate Licensure and Certification Board that regulates appraisers has had a long-standing statute that says that giving an opinion of value in a property tax case, you're not required to be licensed by the Real Estate Appraisal and Licensure Board. And that's been the case for many, many years. However, the real estate agency, which licenses real estate salespeople, has defined as part of professional real estate activity just the opposite, saying that someone who testifies in a property tax case must be licensed by the real estate agency. So there's been a conflict in the statutes that has really gone unobserved for a number of years until it came to a head in a case in which there were out-of-state appraisers that were involved in a property tax appeal. We've met with the real estate agency. Scott Taylor testified, I don't know if he's chair or administrator of the real estate agency, testified before the Senate committee that they're not opposed to Senate Bill 490. It's always been their practice not to require out-of-state appraisers to be licensed. Their only concern is that their own licensees who are already licensed as real estate salespeople, if they testify in a property tax case, they are within the jurisdiction of the real estate agency. So you'll see in Senate Bill 490, the only change to the existing laws on the last page where it says, as an exception to the real estate agency's definition of professional real estate activity, any non-licensed person who gives an opinion or who represents a taxpayer is not required to be licensed as a real estate licensee. That's the only change that we're asking to resolve the conflict or the apparent conflict between the two statutes. The Real Estate Appraisal and Licensure Board is in support of this. Real estate agency is in support of this. There's really no opposition to the bill. But this will resolve issues that, at least in one occasion, have come to light. Thank you, and I'd be prepared to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Questions? Rosen Gardner.
Yeah, are you aware of how other states deal with this? Whether other states allow, you know, Oregon to, folks from Oregon to go and testify?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gardner, most states have a reciprocal licensing, appraisal licensing statute, where if you're licensed under one state, there's a reciprocity to another. Unfortunately, Oregon has not done that, so the issue is before you now. Doesn't really arise in other states generally. There are some exceptions to that, but of course, but it's generally a reciprocity issue.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify in this bill? No one will close the public hearing. No work session. Senate Bill 490, Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 490 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gardner, move Senate Bill 490 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, clerk call the roll.
Representative Atkinson?
Aye.
Representative Gardner?
Aye.
Representative Knoll?
Aye.
Representative Moncliffe?
Excuse.
Representative
Morissette?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Excuse.
Chair Byron?
Aye. Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 490 moves to the House floor as a due pass recommendation. You're starting that in this morning? Representative Morissette will carry.
Okay. Do we have enough bills to get to me, or?
If nobody else shares this,
we've got to get some more people here. Somebody call Thompson.
We will stand at ease until 8:30.